Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy here one more night. Yes, it is I, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, wiseacre, all-around swell fellow from bradblog.com, drafted into duty for one more night during the Malloy's summer break. They will be back with you tomorrow night, so never fear. Rejoice. Let's see. So we're here for one more night, and our phone number is 877-520-1150. Broadcasting from the beautiful studios of K-Talk AM 1150. Sitting here in Stephanie Miller's chair. Shh, don't tell her I was here. She'll be mad. You can also stop by the chat room where I have been turning on and off the video camera throughout the night just to scare the nice people. So stop by bradblog.com and click through, and you'll find the chat room and participate. A lot of lively folks there. Coming up, I'm hoping in this hour the lovely Desi Doyen will be joining us. So stay tuned for that. And a bunch of people called in during that last half hour, and I thank you for being on hold. I'm going to try to get right to you here to talk about what I was talking about, that Wisconsin recount, which was laughable joke of a recount, in quotes, recount, where ballot bags were open, chain of custody completely broke, poll tapes were printed 6 days before the actual election, you know, showing the results for some odd reason. Hundreds of ballots out of the chain of custody, duct tape on some of these ballot bags, serial numbers missing, crossed off. If this was a third world country, we would have the U.S. would have not recognized that as a legitimate election. But that's what we have now in these United States, certainly in Wisconsin, where there will be state Senate recall elections coming up in just a few weeks under this very same system. And by the way, though that recount finished about a month ago, the most controversial county, Waukesha County, where those 14,000 votes suddenly appeared 2 days after the election and changed the results of the election, Waukesha County has still not turned in their minutes. The documentation of the recount with the objections from the candidates, from, the descriptions of what was seen, the description of these opened and ripped open bags, the objections from the candidates, some 800-plus exhibits. We talked to the state election authority, the GAB, and they said, we don't have them. Waukesha hasn't given them to us yet. Every other county in Wisconsin has had them posted for about a month. Waukesha still hasn't, and yet the Government Accountability Board actually signed off on this election, certified it as accurate and correct. Go figure. All right, let me fly through some of these calls because I got a lot I want to get to tonight, but I know a lot of you have been waiting for a while. So make your comments as quick as you can so we can cover everything before they throw us off the air for another few months until they have us back again. Dave in Humboldt County. Hey, is that our old friend Dave from Humboldt?
It is indeed, Brad.
Hey.
A very intelligent man you are, and you have been looking at these election irregularities for a long time. And I know you don't like us to say anything that's going to discourage people from going to their polling place and voting, and I don't want to either. If they're going to steal the election, make them do it. Don't us just give up on the idea that they're probably going to. But I have one thing for you, and that is, in a democracy.
Look, Dave, it's up to you if you want to vote. Frankly, I don't care if folks vote or not. If they want to vote, vote. But if you're going to vote, you should be allowed to vote, and your vote should be counted and counted accurately. That's and in a way that we can know it was counted accurately, that the citizens can oversee it. Okay,
for
sorry
sure.
To bother. Go ahead.
For sure. Well, the one thing, Brad, in an intelligent, educated democracy, people don't put in office people that are out to screw them to benefit the billionaires. They just don't do that. And then they don't reelect them if they did make the mistake one time. That's happening. And that's been the neocons, and now we don't have a big new change with our current
Dave, you know what? We do have an intelligent electorate, but we have a misinformed, a purposely misinformed, fooled, tricked, hoaxed electorate, and that's why they keep putting in these same people who are there to hurt them.
I think that Debo world is deciding these elections for us. That's my opinion.
Well, I can't prove they ain't, and that's the problem. Thanks, Dave. Really good to hear from you. Hope you're doing well out there, my friend.
Thank you, Brad.
All right, brother. Let me go to, Josh in Madison, Wisconsin. We got some Wisconsin folks here online. Hey, Josh, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. What's on your mind, brother?
For one thing, I gotta say you're very entertaining to listen to, very interesting point of view. I'm gonna be very civil. I hope we can disagree and you know that and be civil. I used to have a Muslim coworker and we used to be able to debate and whatnot. And
you got along with Muslims?
You know, yes, I
wow.
did. We used to just
how impressive.
We used to sit and talk and
with a Muslim?
Phrase,
that's shocking, Josh.
Voice.
Wow.
Yeah, and so,
you're very courageous, sir. Have you had any conversations with gay people?
Because I have very I'm friends with gay people.
Wow.
I have family who are gay.
Right.
You know, I'm a very fair person.
Black people? Do you know anybody who's black? Have you talked to anybody who's black?
I'm just saying
okay.
I'm a fair person.
All right.
I don't, you know.
All right. So,
you know. So anyway, okay.
Yeah.
So about this whole election thing. I don't think anybody's going to be disenfranchised. From what I've heard, that people are going to be bussed around and they'll be paid for these IDs. So I don't see a problem with anybody for at least another year. I don't see how they're going to be so busy that they're not going to be able to get to a place that's paid for.
I got you. Okay, let me respond, and I'm only cutting you off, not to be uncivil, but just for the time's sake here, the clock.
That's fine.
We had a similar law that was put in place in Indiana, and they said the same thing and in 2008. And what we saw was 80, 90-year-old nuns who were turned away from the polls because they don't have driver's licenses, because they don't drive, because they're 80 or 90-year-old nuns, and their own sister, who knew who they were, turned them away from the polls. We saw this happen to veterans. We saw this happen to students. Now, voting is a right. It is not a privilege. It is not something that you have to drive an hour to go to the office pay $100 to get a birth certificate or a passport in order to do. People will be disenfranchised, and if even one is disenfranchised, Josh, that's how rights are determined. When one person loses their a constitutional right, the law is determined to be unconstitutional. So yes, I promise you, and especially in an election where you had, you know, if you heard the last hour, 204 votes separating these two candidates, I promise you that hundreds of thousands who don't have photo IDs will not be able to vote legally in the state of Wisconsin once their voter suppression law takes its full blossom next year.
Even if they're getting these IDs, they're still not going to be able to vote.
If they have an ID, they can. If they don't, they can't. And by the way, Josh, if you move between now and the election, your driver's license will say one thing, will be different than where you have moved to, unless you quickly change your driver's license. You will be committing voter fraud.
From what I understand, they're not looking at the address. They're looking at the ID.
So why aren't they allowing student IDs?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm a fair person.
And it has a very good answer, and I'm not trying to cut you off or be a jerk here, but it is a good question, and it has a really, really clear answer if you stop and you think about it, because the creators of this bill were able to find no instances of voter fraud that would have been stopped by this disenfranchising photo ID bill. Okay?
All right. I don't think people would be... You know, as long as they're getting shipped back and forth and actually get the IDs, I don't think there's going to be a problem. I respect, what you're putting out there, though. It's something to think about, certainly.
It's the right to vote, Josh, and it should not be impeded. There are people dying to this at this moment for that right, and that's the most important thing.
I absolutely agree.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate your fairness, and say hello to those Muslims for me, okay?
Absolutely.
Take care, Josh.
Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, should I? Well, I so much want to get to. Okay, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to. I know I have to. We'll play the Green News after the break. Let me go to Barbara because she worked like hell on this this recount to oversee what try to oversee what was going on. If this is the Barbara, I think it is. Hey, Barbara, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Hey, Brad, thanks for doing this. My God, we can breathe again for a few minutes, listen to you talk. It's like Hotel Rwanda over here. The word is just not getting out. And can I just say something real quick to the guy who just called in?
Yeah.
See, my beef is that it isn't that I'm not going to argue the voter suppression bill is a voter fraud. If these people are not elected in and they push this bill through at 100 miles an hour and they're not really elected, you don't even talk to me about the budget. Don't talk to me about voter fraud. Don't talk to me about.
So you're questioning, Barbara, you're questioning that the people who passed this law are even there, are even correctly in office or were correctly elected. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and you said it when you said, see, in my complaint to the GAB, because mm-hmm. I was the one that found the poll tape dated at 1:40 a.m. 5 days before.
Correct.
My complaint to the GAB said, much like what you said earlier about they couldn't prove that it wasn't fraud.
Yep.
It's a double negative, but that's the point.
Yep.
Is that they cannot prove to me. They cannot come back and go, well, look, Barbara, you know, here's how many votes were counted. He is. And those I could respect, you know.
They can't prove that the ballots they were counting were the ballots that were counted on, that were cast on election day.
If
a bank has my money, they need to be able to prove that you know they have the amount of money that they say I have. I mean but there is no accounting in the state of Wisconsin for democracy for these ballots. They haven't even the GAB didn't even look at the minutes that were recorded over a month of this recount in Waukesha before they said, oh, yeah, it's all fine. It's certified. It's extraordinary.
Yeah.
It's
unbelievable. But we're gonna get it under control here. But just real briefly, I know you got to go.
I do.
My feeling is that everybody out there, if you don't stand up for your vote, then you're going to leave it for them to steal, to use against me.
And I want you to stand up not only for your vote, Barbara, I want you to stand up for everybody else's vote. I want you to stand up for Democrats' votes. I want you to stand up for Republicans' votes. I want you to stand up if the Democrat ends up winning by 204 votes and the Republican has a question, I want you to support that Republican in their quest to oversee the numbers to make sure that those results are correct. Look at the long term, not the short term. No one election is worth hiding democracy inside a black box from the people. You want self-governance, you want oversight. Join me, whether you're Democratic, Republican, or anything else, in demanding oversight and self-governance by we the people. Barbara, I got to get to a break. Thanks for all the work you're doing out there. Really appreciate it. Good luck with these recalls. Brad, in for Mike Malloy.
We weren't so down, we'd up and leave. Stop the world and let me out. I'm tired of going round and round.
Yes, I certainly am. But there's no getting off. This is Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy on the Mike Malloy Program. Mike's back tomorrow. Don't worry. Desi Doyen is coming up shortly. And we got one more call that I want to try to get to who has been holding for a while. Adam in, there we go. Adam in Enterprise, Alabama. Hey, Adam, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. What's on your mind, sir?
First of all, thank you for having me, sir, and good evening.
Good evening.
I just want to say I'm actually native of Illinois. I'm from Carpentersville,
mm-hmm.
Illinois, just shy of the border. And what I see Wisconsin is to be honest, disturbing. But this is a symptom of a bigger issue, which is that the modern-day Republican Party has no regard for democracy. They only want power. They only want control over us.
Right.
If you're gay, you can't marry. If you're a woman, you can't have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And if this keeps up the way it is, and I'm convinced it will, because they want America stupid. They want to cut education because they want your kid to think Rand Paul deserves to be in the U.S. Senate. But America's going to fall unless we come to grips with reality, which is Republicans, conservatives are a cancer on the body politic of America, and you don't negotiate. You don't talk to them. You get rid of it. You vote it out.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, well, if you believe it's cancer, then you absolutely do. But, you know, by the way, since you're in Alabama or near Alabama, it ain't Wisconsin.
I am.
Okay, Wisconsin ain't the only nightmare. Ask Don Siegelman what happened in his 2002 election when they flipped the votes in the middle of the night, according to him, on the Diebold touchscreens out there in one of those counties.
There are crooked politics all over the place, like I said. But you see this almost exclusively on the right side. Scott Walker doesn't want to be a governor. He wants to be a dictator. Bush didn't want to be a president. He called the Constitution a GD piece of paper.
Well, he reportedly did. We don't know whether he did or not. But, yeah, no, listen, I hear you, brother. And what's so disturbing to me about it is the fact that all those things that you went and listed went down the list, you know, that they don't want you to vote, that they don't want you to have health care, that they, you know, want to get between you and your doctor. These are all the things they pretend they're against. They say they're against big government, but they are in favor of big government. And that is not conservative. And I've, you know, given hell to – I've actually gave hell to Rachel Maddow about this. She sort of stopped last couple of times I saw her. She sort of stopped using the word conservative. She had been saying big government conservative. No, they're big government Republicans. They're right-wingers. They're extremists, but they ain't conservatives. But listen, Adam, I got to roll. I appreciate you getting on here.
Thank you
using,
for having me, sir.
You, I appreciate your using your airwaves, your public airwaves, to a good purpose. Good luck to you, brother. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Good
you
night.
Bet. All right, when we come back, he's absolutely right. When we come back, Desi Doyen will be joining us for some green news. All these Republicans who also don't believe in science. Oh, man, this just gets more insane. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Stay tuned.
It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things. And people tend to pass you over because you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky.
It's not easy being green if you're a Republican presidential candidate. These days, man alive, John Huntsman, Mitt Romney, T-Paw, oh, they made the mistake of saying they believed in science. We're going to speak with Desi Doyen, my co-host on the Green News Report. She is the managing editor of that Green News Report, heard on fine progressive radio stations around the country. If you don't get the Green News Report, please call your progressive radio station and ask them to add it. We would love to have them, new affiliates. It's free to them. It's only 6 minutes. How hard could it be? As a matter of fact, though you folks out there in San Francisco are going to hear it, I think, at the top of the hour, we're going to play it for the rest of the world right now. Hey, Des.
Hey, how's
hey,
it going?
Des. We're
going
to play the green news, and then we're going to talk to you live, all right?
Awesome.
Let's roll some green news report from today.
It's Tuesday, June 21, 2011.
And today, I'm a candidate for the office of President of the United States of America.
Another Republican global warming non-denier enters the race.
My kids can't believe I just said that.
Neither can we, Mr. Ambassador. The U.S. solar industry now employs more people than the U.S. steel industry. Bad news for the world's oceans, good news for those who like to lie about them. Plus,
and Popeye would say, I've had all I can stand. and I can't stand no more.
Inspiration and dedication from the antidote to cynicism, Van Jones.
All of that and more straight ahead. I'm Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
By the way, Rick Perry isn't just talking when he says spiritual solutions. Back in April, faced with a devastating drought, Rick did what any solutions-oriented 21st century civil servant would do. He proclaimed a day of prayer for rain. Because we're ancient Mayans now.
Well, that's real funny, Bill Maher. We'll see who's laughing in 2012. Check the calendar, Maher. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Des, you see, that was a Mayan joke, a Mayan calendar.
They
2012,
said the world's going to end in 2012.
All coming to an end. Okay, now you get it.
Is there any connection between the 2012 presidential election and the end of the world as predicted by the Mayans?
Just wait for it.
Yes, green jobs are real. A new report shows that the U.S. solar industry, which has seen explosive growth over the last 5 years, now employs more people than the U.S. steel industry. At the moment, solar employs about 20,000 more Americans than steel.
And explosive growth is the only thing likely to explode in the solar industry, unlike the oil industry and the nuclear industry, and press on.
The Grand Canyon is safe, for now. The Obama administration has extended the ban on new uranium mining on the 1 million acres of land surrounding the Grand Canyon, but only for 6 months, until a new environmental assessment can be completed. The Wallow Fire in northeastern Arizona is now the largest in state history, but contrary to Senator John McCain's assertions over the weekend, there is zero evidence that the record fire was caused by illegal immigrants, according to the U.S. Forest Service.
That's what John McCain said, and he blamed illegal immigrants. No evidence. All right.
A new entry in the race for the Republican nomination for the 2012 presidential election. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman announced his campaign on Tuesday with the Statue of Liberty as his backdrop. Huntsman, positioning himself as a centrist Republican, says he supports the scientific consensus on climate change and in his 2008 campaign for governor supported cap and trade as a system to reduce emissions.
Until we put a value on carbon, we're never going to be able to get serious about dealing with climate change longer term. Now, putting a value on carbon either suggests that you go to a carbon tax or you get a cap-and-trade system.
Oh, well, there goes John Huntsman's hope for the GOP nomination.
Oh, yes, times have changed. And like his fellow contenders Mitt Romney, Tim Pawlenty, and Newt Gingrich, Huntsman has now completely reversed his position on cap-and-trade and says the economy is now too weak.
Mitt Romney reversed his position?
On cap-and-trade.
Ah, so he believes in global warming, just not doing anything about it.
That's right.
Got it.
But the evidence for action on climate change is piling up anyway. A new report has dire warnings on the health of the world's oceans. The preliminary report from an international panel of marine experts gathered by the International Program on the State of the Oceans warns that the health of the world's oceans is declining much faster than anyone predicted. The panel concludes that the combined forces of global warming, overfishing, pollution, dead zones, and accelerating ocean acidification, when taken together, are more rapidly deteriorating the ocean conditions faster than predicted. And they do warn that entire ecosystems could be lost within a generation unless steps are taken to reduce those factors.
And as fast as that report came out, Fox News already found a way to call it a complete hoax because the authors of the report issued a small correction and they're using this to say, look, they're hoaxing the American people with false facts. Oy.
Finally, it's easy to lose hope and momentum in fighting for a cleaner and more just world. But Van Jones, the former White House advisor on green jobs, says never give up. Speaking at the progressive conference Netroots Nation 2011 over the weekend, Jones called on activists to come together and defend the American dream for everybody.
We don't want the Tea Party movement to suffer the catastrophe that would result from their victory. We stand in, we don't just fight against our opponents. This is a moral movement. We fight for them, too. We fight for them. We fight for them. It's a moral movement. Let's be clear. I'm mad, but I'm not hateful. No, we love everybody. We're the Deep Patriots.
Deep Patriots indeed, Van Jones, and we join you in that call. Yes, we will work for the Tea Partiers, even as they are busy working against themselves. For more on that and the other stories we did not get to today, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com.
While you're there, please consider a donation to help sponsor the Green News Report. We are listener-supported radio, not corporate-supported radio, and we rely on you to help us stay on your public airwaves to keep telling the truth. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Just tea for two and two for tea. Just me for you and you.
So there you go. Today's Green News Report. Well done, Des.
Thanks. Well done to you, too. Nice choice of tea for two for the tea partiers.
Did they get it? You think you got it?
I got it, finally.
Me for you. Oh, it took you a while?
Took me a while.
All right, we're back live on The Malloy Show. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. That was our Green News Report. And as I mentioned, if you don't get that, we do that a couple times a week. If you don't get that on your progressive station, call them and ask them for it. We'd love to give it to them for free. And by the way, if you do have it on your progressive radio station, I know the folks at Green 960 are going to actually hear it if you're listening live at the top of the hour here again. Sorry about that. But if you do have it on your progressive radio station, call them and thank them.
Yes, let them know you like it so they'll keep it on there. They won't know unless you tell them.
Indeed. Now, John Huntsman, he enters the race. Here's a guy who 2 years ago, as we heard in that clip, said what? We had two options concerning global warming. He
was on board. A cap-and-trade system, which is a Republican policy idea that was started by Ronald Reagan and the first George W. Bush.
And it worked successfully for them when Reagan and Bush did it,
as well, for the ozone hole.
Yeah.
And Huntsman said very specifically that, you know, he was in favor of either a cap-and-trade system or a carbon tax. The dreaded word tax came out of his lips, you know. But now he has retracted that, and he says now that, we can't handle that. Yes, we do agree that there is something going on, that the climate change is happening, and it is a bad thing, but we shouldn't do anything about it.
Expensive. We must do nothing about it.
And of course, completely ignoring all of the data that shows that all of these regulations actually do have a very strong economic benefit. For example, every regulation that the EPA puts in, for every dollar on the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act, for example, it's returned $30 in economic benefits.
Well, you know, these Republicans had been running around for the last couple of years. Where are the jobs, Mr. Obama? Well, if you put jobs, if you put money into green technology, that's where the jobs are. Weren't you saying earlier today that the solar,
that we now know that the U.S. solar industry now employs about 20,000 more people as of today than the U.S. steel industry.
And that each dollar spent on the green, wasn't it you I was talking to? Maybe it was this other girl. But anyway, it was each dollar spent on the solar industry brings more jobs than a dollar spent on the oil industry, on the fossil fuel industry. Is this ringing a bell?
That's not ringing a bell, but it sounds right.
All right. Well, it is right.
It is because
you told me.
Okay,
if I'm wrong, I'm blaming Des, and she's taking no credit for it. Okay. So anyway, John Huntsman believed, like Sarah Palin did, like John McCain did, like anybody sane does who looks at science, that we had a problem with global warming and that cap and trade was the market-based conservative solution. And now, of course, he's backed off. That's John Huntsman. Tim Pawlenty actually apologized for this. He was in favor of cap and trade when he was the governor of Minnesota.
As of 2 years ago, he was in favor of cap and trade. And then there was the Republican debate that happened, I think, it was last month, I believe, where he actually apologized.
He did. And here's a clip from that, Tim Pawlenty apologizing.
Governor, I told you it was going to be a problem for you down the line. You now say that that was a dumb mistake, but weren't you, in fact, far more committed to cap and trade over those years than you now let on?
Chris, what I said to you on that day and what I've said many other times is this. We did consider and sign into law legislation in Minnesota that would study cap and trade, but we didn't impose it. We signed up to look at it, to review it, to study it, to join with other states to look at it, and we did.
So he said, that, does it go on or does it stop there? Oh, it goes on. Yeah, he's basically saying, well, we put it into practice, but we didn't really mean to, and please don't hold it against us.
And what I concluded subsequently is it's really a bad idea, and this is not in the last 6 months. I sent a letter to Congress, I think about 2 years ago, and at other times have said, I was wrong, it was a mistake, and I'm sorry. It's ham-fisted, it's going to be harmful to the economy. We all, everybody here and anybody else who's going to be running for president, if you've got a, or considering running for president, if you've got a, executive position and you've been in the battle, you're going to have some battle scars.
So,
you're
have a few... so he apologized for actually taking action on something that he actually believed in, Des.
Yes, he was very quick to backtrack on his own position.
And then, speaking of backtrackers, we've got Mitt Romney, the other...
non-climate change denying Republican who's running for president.
Non-climate change denying Republican running for president but refusing to do anything about it, Mitt Romney. We got a clip of...
I believe the world is getting warmer. I can't prove that, but I believe based on what I read that the world is getting warmer. And number two, I believe that humans contribute to that. I don't know how much our contribution is to that because I know there have been periods of greater... heat and warmth in the past, but I believe that we contribute to that. And so I think it's important for us to reduce our emissions of pollutants and greenhouse gases that may well be significant contributors to the climate change and the global warming that you're seeing.
Well, that sounds rather reasonable, Des.
It does, but he also agrees that we shouldn't do anything about it.
So,
because cap and trade, well, you know, hey, that's just going to be too expensive, and it's really, really more important that the economy be okay now than, oh, I don't know, the extinction of the oceans.
Cap and trade is okay for those lefty commie pinkos like Ronald Reagan and George Bush seniors, but not for a good conservative like Mitt Romney. But even... saying that he believes the globe is warming, even saying that earned him the ire of Rush Limbaugh the minutes after Romney spoke and had the temerity to say,
yes, I believe the science shows us that it's warming.
Here's what he got in return from Rush Limbaugh.
Bye-bye nomination. Bye-bye nomination. Another one down. We're in the midst here of discovering that this is all a hoax.
Yes, that's what we're discovering.
The last year has established
yes.
that the whole premise of man-made global warming is a hoax.
It's established, it, Des. It's established. Haven't you been paying attention to the last year, Des? It's a hoax.
I know. I've heard that it's apparently a hoax that involves hundreds of thousands of scientists over the last 150 years. It's quite the conspiracy that they have going.
And yet they haven't let on any evidence that it's a great big hoax. That thousands of scientists over decades, frankly, in how many different Earth
science disciplines? Well, since the beginning of climate science when this was first figured out, which was 150 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's a long time for a conspiracy theory.
It's
to keep
a long,
moving.
But Rush is on it. We've got more. Rush thinks global warming is like Santa Claus. Let's take a quick break here. Coming back with Desi Doyen of the Green News Report. Get more at greennews.bradblog.com. Brad in for Mike. More Desi straight ahead and then your calls. Stay tuned.
One pill makes you larger and one pill makes you small, and the ones
science is real. From the Big Bang to DNA, science is real. From evolution to the Milky Way, I like those stories about angels, unicorns, and elves. Now I like those stories as much as anybody else. But when I'm seeking knowledge, either simple or abstract, the fact is science. The fact is science.
Science is real.
Science is real, unless, of course, you're a Republican presidential candidate or you're Rush Limbaugh. Brad Friedman here on the Mike Malloy Show in with Des. Hey, Des.
Hey.
Desi Doyen for just a few more minutes here talking about the Republican presidential nominees and the fact that they have been scared to death that guys like Rush Limbaugh and the rest of the right, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the fossil fuel companies, have scared these people to death that if they should even recognize that global warming is actually going on, they will be
hounded out of office.
Destroyed.
Hounded out of any kind of public life in the Republican Party. It's true.
Because we all know that global warming is a great hoax. And folks, by the way, on not on the right, folks on the left also have been fooled into believing this. They think that it's a new world order. It's to line Al Gore's pocket. I don't know if we call those people on the left or not. You know, the Alex Jones folks.
Well, you know, there's a legitimate question. There are two different issues that are going on here. One is the science. The science says what the science says. You know, the preponderance, the full overwhelming evidence of thousands of scientific studies, 98% of climatologists actually say this is happening. Humans are causing it. It is going to be bad, and we need to do something about it. And then you have the other part of it, which is the policy response. Now, people often confuse the two because, of course, if you admit the science, if you acknowledge the science, then you're going to kind of have to do something about it.
Well, Rush Limbaugh is not... Bless you, Tony. We all heard
and
that.
And they really don't want to do anything about it because their business model is directly challenged by it.
But, exactly. And Rush Limbaugh is not going to do anything about it. He's not even going to acknowledge that it's real. You got Rush, I think this was a couple of days ago. Here's what Rush had to say about it.
You know, folks, belief in man-made global warming is a lot like believing in Santa Claus. It's fun. It's fun to believe in it for a while when you're a kid, when you're a child, but it's a costly myth to continue believing in as you grow older. And it's certainly not the kind of thing any serious political candidate ought to believe in.
So that's Rush. Going on how many stations going on around the country, 600 affiliate stations, telling people that it's a hoax, that it's like Santa Claus. Science is like Santa Claus.
It's pretty mind-blowing, and it's so however many listeners Rush has on any given day, they all are getting this completely false information.
Here's one Republican presidential candidate, however, who we had as a guest on our show right here on the Mike Malloy Show last Thursday in studio. I think the only one so far that I know of who actually makes some sense here. Fred Karger, when I asked him about global warming last week.
What's your opinion on climate change?
Well, I'm looking into it. I think, you know, it's a problem out there. I love what California's done. I'm talking about that all over the country, the mandate here that we need wind and solar to deliver 30% of our electricity
by
2020.
Do you believe climate change is happening?
I do, yes.
Do you believe man is a cause of it?
I do.
And you believe that the government has a role in doing something about it?
I do, and the world should step up to the plate on this. Go to Mexico City and just breathe the air and see the brown air. And I've not been to China, but I hear these horror stories. We need to be responsible. We're in this on this planet. We need to take care of it.
Outrageous. Take care of this planet, Des?
It seems like a crazy idea.
No wonder they won't let him in the debates on CNN. That was Fred Karger. You can get more information on fredkarger.com.
And I think he has whosfred.com.
Does he?
Who is all Fred right. or who
something
is,
like
yeah.
that. Yeah, well,
Fred who. No, it's fredwho.com.
Well, if you're not voting in a Democratic primary up in New Hampshire, why don't you give Mitt a surprise and vote for someone like Fred Karger. Des, well done. Good to see you. Good to talk to you. Desi Doyen from Green News Report.
Greennews.bradblog.com.
Oh, smartly done. We'll be back.
Oh.
Mike Malloy Show. Brad in for Mike. Stay tuned. It's a great song. Time was right, the night was long.